fucking like interest in what the fuck it is.
Yeah. It's yeah. And it's just garbage, dude. I can't believe I spent 76 hours of gameplay into that fucking bullshit.
It doesn't sound like a great payoff either. It sounds like really controversial.
No, it was a great game. Like, don't you? It was a great game.
No, not the game, but the payoff.
Like, yeah, no, man. Like, with how strong I went with that game, it's just ridiculous, the give that I got back.
And I love games that where you really don't need to have played other ones to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, recently I just played the remastered Resident Evil, so 2 and 3.
Dude, and those look fucking sick.
They are fucking dope.
I'm actually thinking about copping them.
You should. They're pretty fucking lit, to be real. But I've never really even, like, it's weird. Like, as much as I love, because you know me, I love horror movies, and I love everything with horror, even horror games, I've always have. But for some reason, I never really got into the Resident Evil genre too hard.
Well, the older games are kind of fucking... They're kind of whack, dude.
They're also really fucking hard. Like, the first... Insanely like Resident hard. Evil Zero or whatever the fuck is, like, the very first one. The very first, like, three. They're really fucking hard and outdated. So, that's why I think the remasters are badass. A lot of people like them, but there are the few, like, diehard Resident Evil fans that are like, well, this is cool, but it's kind of, like, not what we wanted, because it's...
Yeah.
It's a lot different, but granted, this is, like, decades later of, like, you know, technology improvement.
Yeah, and it honestly, it kind of looks easy, dude.
I think that's why people don't like it, but it's not necessarily easy. It does have its difficulty, whereas Resident Evil before was, like, fucking immensely hard.
But I'm sure the game engine, like, the controls are probably way easier than they used to be, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I remember playing Resident Evil 4 on PS2 way back in the day, and, man, dude, like, I could never get past the first level. As soon as the zombies
I think that's why I never got into the Resident Evil.
As soon as the zombies knew... Like, you were there, they would just fucking swarm you, dude. And I would just run. I would just run to where the level started. And, like,
they never give you enough ammo.
No.
To defeat even one zombie.
You get, like, fucking two clips of, like, six shots.
To defeat one zombie, dude. They hardly give you enough. But the remastered ones, it's still kind of the same, like, where they give you the bare minimum. But,
yeah.
I mean, it adds to element of panic and, like, urgency.
But I'm sure, you know, you can probably run easier. You hit sprint and you dip the fuck out or something.
You can maneuver. Oh, yeah, you can definitely maneuver.
It's a lot easier.
I really recommend you get them, dude. They're fucking badass. And, like, 2 and 3 are so good, too, because they have, like, little things that connect each other. Like, as you're playing, you're like, oh, like, if you play 2 first and then 3, you're like, oh, so this happened when this... Like, it's just because they kind of intertwine.
Yeah.
And it's pretty badass. And it's just good. It's really good. But I think it's dope because you don't need to have played, at least in my mind, anything else to enjoy those two games.
Yeah.
And I enjoy them. And since then, though, like, I'm looking for, like, I hope they remaster another one, or I'm looking to play other ones, too.
Hell yeah.
But, I mean, I've even watched, because I've watched Resident Evil movies, but, like, it's been a long time, but...
Dude, the movies, though, after the third one, dude, fucking whack.
They get weird.
But they just don't line up. No, I mean, they're dope, but they don't fucking line up,
right? They get weird, they do.
The stories, you're like, what's going on here? They just kill off...
And honestly, I did not like...
They'll just never bring back characters.
I didn't like the last one. What was the last one? It was,
I didn't even watch it.
I watched it. It was good. It was really good. I just didn't like... I mean, the ending was good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it was a little funky. Like, in the sense of...
Didn't somebody die? Didn't a stunt woman die while they were filming?
I think so. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure.
But the ending is like... who's the main bitch? I think Alice or something?
Yeah, Alice. Mila Jovovich?
Yeah. She fucking...
Used to have the biggest crush on her.
Bad.
She bad still bitch. Is bad, dude.
And I love the... chick who was also in the first one with her that was been in the Fast Furious movies. What's her name? Veronica.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, oh, dude, baby. She's fire in that movie, dude.
She's fire right now.
Dude, like, I remember, like, watching that. I cried as a little kid when I watched that movie when she died. I was like, no.
It pisses me off to this day.
I've always loved
you
her.
Watch that, and as soon as she gets bit, you're like, what the fuck? Well, you know what sucks is, because remember, they give her a fucking... serum to, like, reverse the effects.
But that was before they knew that it didn't work on everybody.
And she changed anyways, and then she has to get shot in the head, and I was just like, crap. Like, so it's all... That's the thing with the Resident Evil movies, is, like, if you like someone, just know not to expect them to, like, be around forever, like...
Hey, you gotta think, though, that was one of the most bitchin'-ass parts, too, when you watched it, and then, like, Mila Jovovich's character, Alice, she starts crying, because, you know, she thinks she's dead, and then she's like, I'm not dead yet.
Oh, that part's fucked.
No, you're like, shit. I remember being like 6 years old, like, woohoo, baby!
Oh, man.
Let's go. You know what? Let's fucking go, boy.
You know what that like that part reminds me of is like Doom with the Rock.
I fucking love that movie.
That's a great fucking
movie. It's everybody like a lot of people hate it, dude. I think it's amazing. It's a
great fucking movie.
I love that fucking movie, dude.
Fucking and
it, fucking Reaper, dude.
And like so, like you think right, like because going into the movie when I first watched it, we watched it together, young.
Fuck
going,
yeah, we
going
did.
Into it, and big WWE fans as at the time as well. So like seeing the Rock was like fuck yeah as well. That was just like an added bonus. But going into it, being such a big Rock fan,
mm-hmm.
like you're assuming he's the main.
Yeah, and he's not. That was like my thing. I was very torn as a child. I was like, he's the bad guy all along.
Yeah, like he ends up being. The
I
main
just thought
bad
he was
guy.
Like. I just thought he was like just a real fucking like Semper Fi motherfucker.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
That's what makes him so badass. Because
the movie starts and he's got Semper Fi tatted on his back, and the whole time he's like, continue the mission. And I'm like, you're like, oh shit.
That's the thing is he's a badass the whole movie. Mm-hmm. So when he turns, it kind of fucks with you psychologically because you're like, this is my hero.
Yeah, no, and then like when they're sneaking around and shit, like you're kind of rooting for the Rock a little bit. Like
exactly.
Like, what's he doing back there? And then, you know what's funny is I actually watched that movie recently, dude, probably like 6 months ago. And like when you really pay attention to like how they were like running in that little last area and shit. Like, it wasn't that big of a room. Like, yeah, there was a two-story, but it wasn't that big of a room. You know what I mean? Like, it's so, like, I don't know, man. You know, like, you know how it is. You watch movies, and you're like, nah, dude, nah. Never would happen. But no. I watched that, dude, and I was like, man, dude, that would be creepy as fuck.
Yeah, it does a good job of bringing that, like, suspense to it.
Yeah.
And the creature, the monsters that they put in it, like, they do a good job of making them, like, actually, like, scary, like, making me really like, oh, I would not want to fuck with this.
I wish there was just like a little bit more depth to his character and his reasoning because, like, you never, like, he didn't have a reasoning because he knew he was fucked, you know? So, like, what was his reasoning by being like, fuck it, I'm going out anyway? Like, you know, he's like, I'm going upstairs anyway. Like, fuck, why? Like,
what was the motive? Like, what's your inspiration?
Like, did it just fuck with his psyche or, like, what was going on there? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Out of nowhere, he just turns to a badass and he's like, I'm just gonna fucking go balls blazing and shit.
Oh, no, I remember. I remember, dude. No, he knew, he realized he was bit, but he couldn't let the whole mission, basically, after it fell through, he couldn't let anybody to the surface.
Oh, he was trying to stop it.
And then I think he was just like, fucking, you know, let's go, dude.
And didn't he, like, I thought he injected himself with something. Because I thought he was like he knew he was fucked, and like there was an off chance. Remember where like the DNA could make you like a superhuman in a sense.
Oh
remember?
That's
but remember,
so he did a little bit too.
He was like the rare person to like where it didn't fuck with him.
Oh, yeah, he made the chick docent.
And then like when he passed out and then he woke up, he was good.
Yeah,
he was like he had super.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Super ability.
Yeah, Carl Urban's character, Reaper. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that part was badass. And then it has, like, the POV.
Oh, yeah, the video game, dude.
That shit was badass.
That shit was sick, dude. I was really hyped for that because back then, dude, if you had an original Xbox, you could pop the DVD in and play, like, a cool-ass little demo to the fucking game. But it was more, like, movie-based. More than the actual Doom game.
You know what's a weird game? I wonder if you remember this. I never played it all because I never owned it, actually. Mm-hmm. But, like, do you remember the movie Van Helsing?
Yeah, dude.
Right. Do you remember? Because I think we hung out, like, a few times when I had them. I don't know. I just remember I had the movie, right?
Yeah.
And you could insert it into, I think, your Xbox. Like, this is when I think I had the original Xbox that, like, hand-me-down from my cousin.
Yeah.
And, like...
Damn, way back when,
dude. You could play, like... It was weird, dude. Like, you could put the movie in the Xbox... And play the demo to Van Helsing, the game that they made like after or like forward to go with the movie when it came out.
Yeah,
and it was.
Damn, I didn't even know they made
a
game.
Dope. It was a dope fucking game.
Yeah,
but I only ever played the demo, like that little bit. But you know what's weird? I love that demo, but I never got the game.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've ever played the demo or if you.
No, I've never even. I didn't even know.
It's fucking tight. I need to look it. I'm not gonna look it up right now, but like I should because that's like a weird memory I have in my mind.
Yeah, dude, look it up. How much does it go for?
Let me see. Let's see if I can even find. I
still got the PS2.
Let's see.
I bust my PS2 out every now and then, just to feel the nostalgia.
Helsing game. See, is this? I don't know. If this is it. It's kind of like it.
Just put Van Helsing PS2.
I don't know if it was PS2.
Or Xbox.
Maybe Xbox. That's what I think it is. Yeah, it was this one right here. Yeah, it was just Van Helsing, like, straight up, like, nothing. It, graphics outdated, don't get me wrong, but, like, this one right here. I don't know how much it goes for, though. Let me see if there's a, like, a shop, maybe? It looks like eBay for $8.99.
Ah, sick.
So, yeah. No,
I haven't used eBay in so long.
Me either. You know what's weird is I went through a little fad at one point where I just loved eBay, and I would, like, get all kinds. That's where I got most of my hats at one point.
Yeah, that's me with Amazon. I gotta chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just looking at, like,
little accessories. No, not even clothes or nothing, dude. Just, like, little shit. Like, these little fucking Naruto figurines and shit like that. I love these fucking things, though, dude. I'm so sick.
That's something I low-key want to get into, is Naruto. Like, I don't make it an urgency, but it seems pretty dope.
Bro, you're gonna love it. I think you'll like it, dude. Because at first you're like, eh. But then you get, like, an episode or two in, you're like, oh, yeah.
I think this is it.
For sure,
I think that's with any show, though, as well, though. It's like, you need to be invested. Like, you need to, like, find character development. And that's why I think that's, like, such a big part of
the
movie.
No, they have shows. Dude, the character development and, like, the just, like, the way that they, like, humanize everything and make it personal for you as a viewer, it's fucking super duper dope.
I
cry, like, all the time when I watch it. There'll be, like, little moments, dude, between characters, and it's, like, not even too crazy, but I'm like, oh. Start getting like super gay, just like, oh god. Oh.
To me, that's what makes or break TV shows, movies, everything. Is like, you need to feel for that character.
You gotta feel it.
Like, you have to, otherwise you don't give a shit. So therefore, you don't care about the show, and you kind of just don't give a fuck at all. So you don't watch it, or you'll watch like a couple episodes and you'll fall off.
Dude, you ever like really be interested in a show, and then like you've been interested in it for like a while, so you just like you fucking watch it, and then it's like kind of sucks.
Well, you've
you're like, maybe it'll so get much. Good. Yeah, like, exactly. Maybe it'll get better. Then you get like six episodes and you're like, what the fuck is going
on? I never, you know what's weird is, you know me, I'm not really a big show guy. Like, I've hardly like sat and watched, like, you have probably watched way more shows
than I've watched. Like, way too much television, dude.
Like, I have, like, it's weird. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I never, like, the only thing I could say, like, there's a few shows, like, maybe, like the one off the top of my head is, like, maybe, like, Dragon Ball Z. That's, like, the one, that was, like, my longest commitment to, like, a show. And that's like the only anime I got into as well.
Yeah.
But I think part of it was because of the fucking character development. Like, you feel for all those characters going into into every storyline. Like, when Goku dies, you feel it. Like, when Frieza is first fucking everyone up and he kills Krillin and shit like that, like, you fucking feel it.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking insane.
And to me, that's a big part of it. And I think that's why, because I love horror, you know this, but I think that's why, like, horror sometimes gets a lot of flack, because I think sometimes, like, there's a lot of bad horror movies because a bad character development. Like,
have we talked about Midsommar?
We haven't. Have you watched it? I have not.
I've watched it, dude.
I've heard it's fucking insane. We can talk about it, though. I plan on watching it.
It's atrocious.
You can give me the spoiler free, and that would kind of be good for viewers, or not viewers, but yeah, viewers, listeners, whatever.
I mean, I'm not going to go into too depth of it, but besides telling you that it's trash.
It's trash?
I fucking hate it.
I heard it was good, and that it's crazy.
All right, dude. See, it's like,
I guess that's how you go. I don't know.
It's, I mean, dude, all right. I mean, but, like, all right, yeah, obviously, it's fucking crazy. It's a cult, like, and shit's going on. But, I mean, dude, even if you're there for research or to get down a story, like, just the things they do and participate in, and it's just, I feel like just nobody in their right mind would be like, yeah, dude, for sure. Unless you're fucking stupid. Like, but I don't know. You know, I mean, I know there are cults. There's people that are susceptible to those kinds of things and shit. But the whole time, bro, it's just fucking super illogical. Super duper illogical. I just feel like the writing was very shit. At least for the character development. It was, I don't know, dude. I just can't back it.
Is it the character decision making too?
Yeah.
Like, almost like we're like and someone's going into a room.
See, the whole dude, what I took from the movie is, like, it was just supposed to bother you and piss you off.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. I mean, it's not scary. It's not very thriller. The whole time you're kind of just like, so what the fuck is happening?
You're like, kind of just like, what's the bigger picture?
Yeah, dude. And then the way it ends, it is crazy. It is crazy, but it's also ridiculous. You know?
Like, yeah.
It's fucking.
Would you say, all right, right? Because I
keep going. I dropped the jewels.
Some of the, like, for me, like, one of, I wouldn't say the worst movie, but one of the worst movies I have ever seen. It's probably fucking, what is that movie? It has Nicolas Cage, fucking, what is it? Something Man.
Something Man.
not the Something Man, but it's
I kind of know what you're talking about.
I'm trying to think because it has fucking Nick Cage in it.
Damn, you shit no fuck.
Damn, that shit slid. Yeah. That shit said zoom. I'm trying to think. Let me Google.
Is it November Man?
No, I've seen that movie. That movie's not really the best either. That's an okay action movie, but really not that good. Let me see. Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage is in way too many movies. I think that dude's in Dead or something.
He is.
He's in, like, stupid movies.
The Wicker Man.
The Wicker Man?
Have you ever seen that?
Wasn't that supposed to be, like, scary?
It's not. I'll tell you.
Well, wasn't it supposed to be like a girl being like possessed or some shit? There's like locusts in it and shit like that.
No, he's in a bunch of horror movies, like especially lately. He's actually been in some like.
Well, I heard like Mandy was good.
I heard, yeah.
I haven't seen it, but Seth keeps telling me the fucking Seth's the T-Botter, dude. We haven't got him back on here yet.
Fucking, I haven't seen the movie, but I saw the kill count on Dead Meat. Shout out to him on YouTube.
Fucking Dead Meat.
Great YouTube channel. Look fucking dope. I mean. It's on Shudder, too, which is basically what I call it.
I've been thinking about getting Shudder.
It's $6 a month or $55 a year. I have it. It's basically like
not bad.
It's basically like a Netflix, but for horror movies.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like fucking IFC, Comcast FearNet. Mm-hmm. It's like FearNet.
They have a lot of good ones, and they make their own, too.
I had FearNet, dude.
Dude, yeah.
All the dumb, stupid movies we watched.
There was some good ones, though. That's what kept you going.
A lot of underrated ones. Remember that one dude that we watched at your pad? And it was like this hitchhiker farm dude who kept like killing women.
It sounds very familiar.
Yeah, that's too fucking low of a description. That's like every other movie.
It keeps killing.
But now it was low budge. We wouldn't remember it. Oh no, the dude like. Oh man, dude, he was like jacking off in the movie, like all kinds of shit, man. It was crazy.
Real vulgar. It was fucking, sounds like some IFC.
It was
shit.
Vulgar, and I just remember laughing the whole time. We're like, what the fuck is he doing?
Like, why is this movie?
Yeah, he would like kill a bitch. Oh, I think he killed a chick and then like masturbated while he was covered in blood.
Yo, why does that sound eerily familiar? But I have no fucking clue. Like,
I know, dude. I can't put my finger on it. I wish I could say the title, but
we've seen some weird movies, like. I guess a weird movie that is way more known that we do know is fucking Demonic Toys. And we watched that at a really young age. Like, dude. How old do you think we were when we saw Demonic Toys? And that's an old movie. That's an older movie.
Like 10.
And dude, that movie is...
10 or 11.
That movie's on some shit. Because all it is about...
We're gonna do the Nastur.
Do the Nasties. I remember being at my grandparents... Because we watched that at my grandparents. Were they there? I don't think so. I think they were gone.
No. It was just like me and you. And your mom. I think your mom was already passed out.
Yeah, she was crashed out in the room. So
yeah.
I remember we went to the hot tub and like, dude, that was fun, dude.
Chilling in the hot tub. That shit was sick.
Like at 10 years old, like we felt like pimps, man. Yeah, I remember we were laughing for like 5 minutes straight, crying when he said that, because it was just so weird to hear this Satan dude who's trying.
Wasn't it a doll? It's like a possessed baby, like a possessed baby doll.
It's weird because I think it was like, I don't know if it was Satan or like some sort of demonic figure. Remember, he was trying to impregnate her. To have like his demonic baby or something, like the Antichrist or something, and that was like the whole thing.
And it's all toys.
Weird fucking movie.
But dude, do you remember the second one?
Demonic Toys 2?
The start to it?
No,
with the little person from outer space?
Oh yes. Yes.
The little 4-inch like woman who crashes down in like a fucking little toy car sized spaceship and fights the demonic toys. I don't remember how that ended. But goddamn, dude.
That's something I should go back and watch just so I could like have that back into my filter. Sometimes you gotta like go back and watch those shit weird movies just to kinda remember what you put yourself through as a child.
I know, you're like, why did I ever?
Oh no, dude, there's some movies I'm like I should have never watched. Demonic Toys being one of them.
Human Centipede, dude. I never should have watched that.
I never watched it because I kinda like knew like
it's just it fucked me up.
You know what's weird is I didn't watch that, but I watched Hostel at like around 8 or 9. In Hostel.
For some reason, though, those movies don't bother me.
And you know what's weird, though? I went back, like, I watched Hostel 1, at least, like, fairly recently. Like, I think I watched it 2 months back. And it's weird. It's not as gruesome as I remember.
Yeah.
Even though it is, because, like, there's a moment where, like, the guy's like, the first guy who gets killed, the first time he, like, goes disappearing, like, fucking, the dude, like, fucking, like, cuts his Achilles tendons on both, like, heels. and like basically sets him free. And like he goes to walk, and like you're not walking when your Achilles tendon is just sliced by a scalpel.
Yeah, no, dude, you're all knees at that point.
But it's just not as gruesome as I remember it. It's weird. I think there's something about being a child, or maybe just the time frame. Because I remember when that movie came out, it was gruesome. But I think because there's been like a bunch of other movies like Saw.
Yeah, now we're sensitized to it.
Yeah.
Or desensitized.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm older too, and I've kind of just grown up watching all that shit, and I've always liked it. So maybe that's a thing too.
Could be.
So I went back and watched it, and I was like, oh, because I remember Desiree hadn't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to show her, like, yo, this movie's crazy.
Yeah, peep game.
But it was, like, don't get me wrong, you're still like, ooh, ah, but like, it wasn't like I remembered. Like, I thought, like, she was going to lose her shit. But watching it, I was like, no, like, huh. Like, it's still gruesome, but nowhere near as much as how it was before.
Hell yeah. Dude, I got some news, my dude. I got some news, bro.
Break the news.
Your boy, dude. Your dog. I'm spreading my wings, bro.
Spreading the wings.
I'm leaving the coop real soon, dude.
Oh, real?
Mm-hmm.
You packing up with Sean, or how's that working?
I'm probably going to be packing all this week. Well, the weekend. I'm going to be packing a bunch of shit up during the weekend. Probably most of next week. But yeah, dude.
So, like...
About to be at the pad soon,
so,
bro.
Like, in the next, like, 2 weeks type?
Yeah, well, his ex is moving out of moving out on the 16th. That's
really?
Probably when I'll start moving
so
my shit in.
So, their shit is, like...
Yeah.
Ooh, that's what I thought, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Well, no, because he's been pressing me to, like, come sign the lease, but I'm like, I'm not going to sign the lease if she's not gone.
You know, I need her gone. Like,
yeah, like, she like needs to be gone, or she needs to... I need confirmation that she's leaving.
Yeah, because you're not trying to put...
Yeah, and I'm not going to... You know, I'm just not trying to fuck myself. You know what I mean?
No, and the thing is, too, is, like, you know, like... I'm assuming she don't hate you, but I'm assuming she just looks at you in a negative connotation.
Yeah, she's got no reason, bro. But anyway. A little stray from that. But yeah, dude.
You're moving out.
Spreading my wings, dude. That's young dope. Baby bird.
That's dope.
Young baby bird. I'm about to start flapping.
Cheers to it, man.
About to start flapping, dude. Cheers. Ooh. Yeah, I'm kind of stoked, dude. You know, I'm a little nervous, dude. But I'm really hyped, too, man, because, like, you know, he doesn't really, like, own a lot of aesthetic shit. Like, you know, she kind of had everything, really. You know, like the bed, the table, dressers and shit. So, like, it's practically going to be, like, my pad, kind of.
So, you're going to basically...
Like, my shit's going to be everywhere.
With this room, so what are you taking from here? Everything?
Taking everything, dude. Except the bed.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe not the dresser. I mean, I might take the mirror. I really don't want the dresser, though. But I don't know, dude. I might. That might be a day. But I might have to actually hit you up for that. Might need you to swoop up with the avalanche, boy.
That's what I was thinking. I was about to ask
come by, split a pack.
That's what I was thinking. If you needed some help, I can get some moving going, you know?
Yeah, dude. Fuck, I didn't even think about it. I got to get the Wi-Fi switched over there. That's going to be a whole thing. Fucking Comcast, dude.
Because as much as it, you know, I don't think so. Like, but I guess maybe like from another person's point of view,
mm-hmm.
who lives here. It feels kind of dickish to take the Wi-Fi, but then
dude.
You're paying full price. You're paying full price for someone else to have it.
I'm not fucking paying for
the
somebody else's Wi-Fi.
I hope for you, to save for convenience time, I hope they don't fucking just like be like, we'll send the box back to us and give you a new one.
Damn, I didn't think about that. They might do that.
They might, because they might.
But I mean, we've had the same shit, so I mean, I'm not tripping.
Yeah.
We've had the same box for years.
You'd have to talk to them. You might have to call like customer support or some shit.
Yeah. I'm not tripping, dude.
Like,
that's
hey,
a
I'm moving.
That's an easy
take
fix.
This shit with me.
I'm not gonna change my mailing address though. I'm just gonna keep everything coming here.
Everything coming there.
That way I can slide back, come chill with the moms.
You give you a reason to come back, bullshit.
Yeah, well I imagine I'll be over here a lot too.
Yeah, you might end up like me going coming over on the weekends and shit.
Well no, probably not that, but I'll definitely be stopping by a lot during the week, you know, for dinner and shit like that, laundry, you know.
That'd be dope. Yeah.
Mail, you know, if I order something on Amazon, I can come over and get it. And it's really not too far, so it's pretty cool.
You want out, killer?
Yeah, let him out. Let the killer out, bro.
Go ahead.
Let the beast out of the cage, bro.
What is it, a two-bedroom?
Nazi, it's just a little studio. It's just a bro pad.
Oh, a little studio?
Little studio,
nice.
Dude. And it's, like, it's actually, like, for what it is, dude, it's actually, like, pretty solid, pretty roomy. And, like, with our work schedules, like, I work during the day, and he works at night. So, like, by the time I'm getting off work, he'll be ready to go to work. You know what I mean? So, like, it kind of works out. And then, like, on the days he has off, we can, like, chill and get some shit done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, it kind of works out, dude.
So, it's, like, where he's already staying, but just his ex is moving out.
Yeah.
Oh, lit.
But he can't. He won't qualify for the he doesn't qualify to have it by himself because he doesn't make like he makes a good amount of money, but he doesn't fucking make like that. He doesn't make the, yeah. He won't qualify to keep it by himself. So with me, kind of
that's
helps.
Why he's like sign the lease, bro. Yeah, he's like come on, make bro. Her leave, bro.
Yeah, I'm like make her leave. Make sure she's off that lease.
Yeah, man. You're also I can. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's dope though. That's cool. That's a big step.
Yeah, I'm super pumped, dude.
It's
because,
definitely gonna be different.
Yeah. It, oh yeah, dude. I'll be alone a lot more, and I think it'll be good for me too, dude. Because I'll be able to focus more and put more time in on this shit, and you know, like really figure shit out. And plus, I'll have more room and a better studio setup. So it's gonna be sick. And plus, like I can even deck it out to where I can get a camera. You know what I mean? Set up like a good little scenery spot.
Yeah, for the. Mm-hmm. Listeners
for the cast, boy.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be fucking dope looking up for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait to get the camera, dude. Once because that'll be way better, dude. Because then they can it'll what's the word, dude? We'll connect with people better, I think.
It adds an element,
they get plus, to see who the fuck plus, we are.
Yeah, it puts a face to the brand.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. And you know, like, dude, yeah, pretty soon too, man. I need to fucking probably tomorrow, probably if I remember tomorrow. I'm gonna make an Instagram page for the cast.
There we go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That way I can just keep posting up on there.
So what's gonna end up happening with this
room? Nate's gonna get it.
Nice.
Well, yeah.
Nice. There yeah, we go.
For sure.
For sure. He's pretty stoked about that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Most deaf.
Because
sharing a room with an 11-year-old when you're, you know, 19 probably isn't the hype.
At 19. And he's driving. I mean, hey, man, I'd be wanting to bring bitches over and shit. You know what I mean? Like, if he gets the room.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Mark doesn't even, like, stay in there most of the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, shit, dude. It's going to be sick.
It
bro.
Adds more independence. You know, he doesn't have to worry about him coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Or nothing like that. That's hella dope. That's cool. Hell yeah. That's actually some really good news. Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Barbecues, all the whole hype.
No, that's what I was thinking is, like, you know, now. Like, if we want to chill on the weekend, I can just go over there or something. You know?
Yeah, dude, and it's, like, literally, like, it's just, like, it's 2 to 3 minutes driving from here.
Yeah, I would imagine it's not that.
Like, you'll just go down an extra street, or an extra 2 streets.
And then, there it is.
Bam, dude. Yeah, dude, I'm pretty stoked. I'm pretty fucking stoked. A little nervous, you know? Still a baby hen, leaving the coop, bro. But I'm getting my wings, bro.
Yeah, it's baby steps, man. That's
I'm getting my wings, bro.
That's why I'm not too worried about
I've been eating out. My worms, getting my protein up.
That's why I'm not too worried about moving out right now. Like, right now, with what I make, I could get a solid spot. It's just, it depends on what I want. And I've been looking on, because I have Zillow. I don't know if you know what that is. It's
yeah.
Like an app. I have it on my phone, and I've been looking. It's just, you know, it's a commitment, for sure.
No, yeah, like, that's, like, my whole thing, like, going into this, too. Like, I want to make sure it's 100%.
And if I go to something by myself, like, because the way I look at it is I'm trying to make sure, like, if, like, I'm looking at things in my own price range, right? So, like, say if anything happened with me and Desiree, even if.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. I'm not trying to put all my, you know, what would be the expression? Like, I'm not trying to put all my eggs in one basket.
Yeah. Got to keep your toes in many different pools, bro. Yeah. You gotta keep dipping.
You know, I mean, I try to keep that like same. I really try to do things like the right way. Like, I didn't even really start driving until I had my driver's license.
Yeah.
Like, there's. I try to do things like, I guess you could say the right way or
legit.
Yeah, just so then, because I think I learned from my parents. You know, it's the best way. Like, I've learned from their mistakes to do better.
Yeah, nah, man. Maybe like for the most part, dude. Like the short ends and like the fucking, you know. Shortcuts, they never really work out in the end, dude.
No, and it's like, even though, and I'm just trying to build a foundation, and it's like, I feel like you gotta start from the ground up, and so, and part of that is being patient,
mm-hmm.
and that's the most hardest, definitely. To me, that's the hardest part, because a lot of, well,
we're still fucking young, too, man.
Exactly, and I try to keep that in my mind, and like,
I forget all the time that I'm only 22, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it feels like we're a lot older. You know what's funny, is someone at work today, my coworker, she's like, you're ahead of your years, huh? Because I was saying, like, I listened to Joe Rogan. She said something like something. You listen to someone, Carson or something like that. I think he said
Johnny Carson.
Not Johnny Carson. It was someone else, like Anthony or Andrew. I can't remember the name right now. It's not ringing a bell.
Carson?
No, it wasn't Johnny. No, it was someone else. But she was saying, like, you're ahead of your years, and I was like, yeah.
Oh, Andrew Santino.
Maybe, but she was like, you're ahead of your years, and I was like, yeah. I was like, I kind of get that a lot.
I get that a lot at work, too, man. Because you got to think, I worked with, like, you know, oh, shit. All right, we're coming up. We're going to hit a part two. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.